You.
On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
We start with news, Justin. It seems the Grinch has stolen motorist hopes for a festive season fuel price cut. Both the costs of petrol and diesel are going up at midnight. Mineral Resources and Energy says petrol will increase by 17 cents a litre. The department's Robert Marquez explained that the petrol hike is due to a slight drop in average international petrol prices, while the rise in diesel was driven by increased demand in Europe, America and the Northern Hemisphere during their winter season.
Diesel 50 ppm sulfur will increase by 54.88 cents per litre and 500 ppm sulfur will increase by 55.88 cents per litre. Illuminating paraffin at wholesale level will increase by 48.88 cents per litre and the single maximum national retail price of paraffin will increase by 66 cents per litre. The maximum retail price of LP gas will increase by 1.72 rand per kilogram.
American rock band Goo Goo Dolls has announced it's postponing its South African tour. The band's lead singer and guitarist John Resnick says it was a heartbreaking decision to make.
I'm truly sorry that I cannot be there, but I wound up going to the doctor and I have pneumonia and they checked me into the hospital and I'm stuck here for a day or two. But we're working on getting back down there as fast as we can. I'm just really sorry that we couldn't do this.
Iconic 90s rock band was meant to perform this week in three cities, including Durban. They've rescheduled their South African tour for March next year, with the Durban show taking place on the 27th. Web Tickets, meanwhile, says all tickets will remain valid for the rescheduled dates. An economist has described Donald Trump's threats to impose 100% tariffs on BRICS countries as an overreaction. The president-elect warned that the members of the group, which includes South Africa, would face punishment if they tried to replace the dollar as global reserve currency. At the BRICS summit in Russia last month, the countries discussed boosting non-dollar transactions and strengthening local currencies. Economist Azar Jamin says even if the BRICS countries pursue a new currency, it'll have little detrimental effect on the U.S. economy.
If you look at the level of reserves held by most countries, 59% of them are in US dollars, another 20% in euros, and it's going to take a long, long time for the American economy to decline in size relative to the rest of the world to a point that is sufficient to enable and justify moving to a different currency base.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has responded to Trump's warning, saying that South Africa will facilitate diplomatic talks with the incoming president. And the Border Management Authority says 11 ports of entry will extend their operating hours over the festive season to accommodate an expected 6 million crossings.
We, amongst other activities, conducted extensive interjurisdictional discussions with our six immediate neighboring countries of Lesotho, Mozambique, Zimbabwe, Namibia, Eswatini, as well as Botswana, in order to streamline border processes and coordinate our work modalities for this period. As a result, we have agreed to adjust operating hours at some of the key ports which do not operate on a 24-hour basis.
Commissioner Michael Masiapato says they'll also deploy additional personnel at the busiest ports.
In addition to the extension of the operating hours, we will also be deploying about 69 additional personnel as the selected busiest ports of entry to assist with the delivery of services as well as the provision of technical support to the regular staff members at the ports.
A recap of our lead story. It's been confirmed both petrol and diesel costs are going up at midnight by 17 cents and 55 cents per litre, respectively. You've been with the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.